Covering everything from energy to diversity in the sustainability space, Program Advisor Jason Marmon says this is a comprehensive event for folks who believe there is a better way of doing things in agriculture.
This event is around sustainable solutions, and that's a huge conversation. And so you got to bring in a lot of different personalities, ways of thinking, experiences, and you have to try to find some common ground with people.
Marmon says topics for this event include corporate practices in agriculture, the renewable energy transition, and shifting farms to a regenerative agriculture model. He says for people who can't attend or watch the live stream this week, the summit will be available on YouTube once it's wrapped up. Brad McIntyre owns McIntyre Pastures and is a fourth generation farmer in Caldwell who is speaking at the summit. At his family farm, they have been using no-till practices for 11 years and cover crops to help with soil health for 9. He says that these sustainability practices have yielded a lot of benefits, such as fewer passes through fields.
So we use less diesel, less wear and tear on equipment, we're buying less parts. So overall, the soil's healthier, we're not having to spend as much money. All those things become better, and it helps the whole system.
McIntyre says these practices also help cut down water use, something that is in focus this year as drought fears rise across the West. The Boise-based nonprofit U.S. Energy is hosting the event. The theme of the event is SEEDS, which stands for Sustainability, Energy, Education, Diversity, and Safety. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.